Lots of children. I just had one toddler at first service. I had to bring the message way down. Okay. All right. You can sit in the second pew. Oh, okay. All right. Come on. Two more. You can maybe scooch up down here. Can you guys scooch together? All right. Oh, this is exciting. So, boys and girls, you know that all the scriptures that we read come from the Bible. The Bible is God's true word. Every word is true. Every story. So, does anybody here know any of the stories from the Bible? Do you have a favorite? Yes? What's your favorite? John 3:16. That is a good one. I bet you know that by heart, too, don't you? Yeah? Anybody else have a favorite story or a verse? Who likes the Noah story? Yeah, Noah, that's a good one, yeah. How about Moses and the Pharaoh, where he said, "Let my people go"? Yeah, that's a good one, right, yeah. Well, one of my favorite ones, and this is a picture from a long ago Bible study I took. It's kind of a strange picture, isn't it? The man is supposed to be Abraham, and he's kneeling on top of the earth, and there's a light coming from heaven, and it's striking a prism. And this picture symbolizes a Bible verse from Genesis. And God told Abraham that God was going to bless him, and that through Abraham, not only Abraham's family would be blessed, but all the families of the world would be blessed. That's what this picture is showing. Now, that scripture is in the very first book of the Bible, Genesis, all the way up here. And today's scripture verse was from Matthew, and that's all the way back here. Now, there were a lot of years in between there, but God's promise that all the families of the earth would be blessed through Abraham's family was still happening all the way through Matthew. And this lady who has a very sick little girl, she's not part of God's family. She's not through the line of Abraham. She's an outsider. And Pastor mentioned that you kind of have to know some of the what we call slang in the Bible. Jesus called her a dog. That meant an outsider. You don't think Jesus would really call anybody a dog, like our dogs, right? Yeah. So he kind of called her an outsider. She knew she wasn't from God's family, but she knew. She had heard of God's promises. And she wanted those promises for her little girl who was really sick. So first Jesus, he didn't pay attention to her. And so the lady got his attention again. And Jesus challenged her. He said, "You're an outsider. You're not part of God's family." But she came back to him and said, "Jesus, even the dogs, even the outsiders want to be part of God's family. We want the bits even. We'll take the scraps from God's family." And Jesus appreciated. He recognized her faith. And the next word he used was little dog. Like a, you know, like someone we like, someone we want to cuddle and hug in. And he told her that her faith was strong. And yes, God kept his promise. The promise he made all the way back in Genesis, he kept to this lady. All the way back when Jesus was here, God keeps his promises. The woman's faith and her desire to be part of God's family made her daughter well. God's family, that's all of us. We're not descendants of Abraham, are we? We're not Jewish. We're what we call Gentiles. But our faith and our belief in Jesus and God's promises that are always kept make us part of God's family. Thanks for coming up. And let's pray. Dear God, thank you so much for your promises. Your promises that you made thousands of years ago that we know you will keep even today. Lord, bless us and bless the message we are to hear. In Jesus' name, amen.